Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra begins a life-changing message titled, Why Jesus Died on the Cross. Let's join in.
Today, we will seek to answer one of the reasons why the death of Christ is important. So, my title is, Why Jesus Died on the Cross. There are many reasons why Jesus died on the cross, but today, I want to give one single reason. And this reason was given by Jesus himself. So we want to hear from Jesus himself. Somebody said it's from the horse's own mouth. So John chapter 10, verse 10 is our key scripture. Let's read that verse. This is Jesus speaking himself. He said, the thief, singular. And when he says the thief, he's talking about a particular person. He didn't say thieves. He said the thief. So he's talking about somebody. Who is that? The devil. Cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. The next verse he said in verse 11, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. This is Jesus speaking before he died. So first of all, there's the thief. Then he said, then there is the good shepherd. Then he said, the good shepherd has to lay down his life for the sheep. So in these two verses, Jesus tells us one reason why he died. What reason is that? The reason is to offer an alternative or an alternate spiritual government. An alternate spiritual government. In this scripture, Jesus was talking about the fact that you can either be under the leadership, the government, or the control of the thief, or you can be under the leadership and the government of the good shepherd, which is Jesus himself. And he said that these are the two things that all humanity faces. We all face this choice. Who are we going to follow? Are we going to be under the government of the thief, or we are going to be under the government of the good shepherd or Christ himself? Then he said, for him to offer this government or this good leadership, he has to die on the cross. So we all have to think about it. What form of government or leadership are you going to use? And this one he's talking about spiritual leadership. Now, there's something about leadership. Somebody said, everything rises and falls on leadership. Everything. So if you take a home, whether the home will rise or fall would depend on the leadership of the husband. If the husband is a good leader, the home can rise. If the husband is a bad leader, the home can fall. So leadership is important. If you take an individual, it's the same. Whether you go up or down is dependent on the type of leadership that you offer to yourself. If your personal leadership is bad, you realize that you'll be going down. If your personal leadership is good, you also realize that you'll be going up. Same with the government. If you have a government, you know, most people in Africa are running away from bad leadership. That's what they are running away from. So they are running away to Portugal, to Spain, the United States. They are not running away from the land. They are running away from the leaders, bad leadership. Because they feel that if we remain under this government or this leadership, we will not have a job, we cannot have maybe proper clothes to wear, we cannot buy a car. So people go through the desert, they go through Libya, they go by boat, people climb into engines, and they are running away. From what? Bad leadership. In Exodus chapter 10, verse 16, the Bible says, woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child, and thy princes eat in the morning. 17 says, blessed art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles, and thy princes eat in due season for strength and not for pleasure. As an example, it talks about two different lands or two different countries. Then he said, in one of the country is led by a child. A child. When you are a child, for example, you like toys. You like buying things. So when you see the leadership of a child, the leader will just buy a lot of nice, expensive things. But there will be no roads, there will be no cars, there will be no whatever, but nice things, just toys to enjoy. That's the leadership of a child. But he said, when you have the leadership of a noble, somebody who has been trained, is educated, has the experience, has the character, and he's leading, he said that land becomes blessed. So as for leadership, whether it's a country, it's an individual, it's a church, it's yourself, it's important that we offer the right form of leadership. Now, for you to be able to offer the right form of leadership, even for yourself, you need to choose the type of spiritual leadership that you want to be under. Because the type of spiritual leadership that you are under would largely influence your life. And in spiritual leadership, there are only two parties. The party of the thief. The thief party. And the party of the good shepherd. The good shepherd party. So all of us face a spiritual choice. What kind of spirit is going to lead you? In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, the Bible says about Jesus before he was born. It says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. That shoulder means it will be responsibility. What government is that? The government of the kingdom of heaven. Heaven itself is a kingdom. A kingdom is a place ruled by a king. And this is the king. It's a spiritual kingdom with a king, that is Jesus, and he rules. And the Bible says he's coming into the world to offer an alternative form of government. So he says the kingdom shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Then he says, of his kingdom, if you join this kingdom, one thing that you are assured is peace. There shall be no end. So I want us to start by looking at, first of all, the leadership of the thief. Two questions we'll ask ourselves under this leadership. How does it look like? How can you tell when you are under this leadership? And number two, what is the agenda of this leadership? What has it got to offer? How can you recognize it? Because if I ask you, are you being controlled by the devil? You say no. Very few people will say, oh, the devil is actually leading me. So let's get to the first one, the manifestation. Ephesians chapter 2, let's read it. Ephesians chapter 2, reading from verse 1. Now the Bible talks about how this government works, the leadership of the thief or the devil, how it works. Now let's read. And you has he quickened. Quickened means made alive. Who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now ruleth in the children of disobedience, among whom also had our conversation. Conversation means our behavior or lifestyle. In time past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. This is Paul writing to the church of Ephesus. And when he wrote, he told them that, listen, formerly, you used to be under the government and the leadership of the thief or the devil or the evil spirit. Then he went on to say some things about how this leadership is manifested, how it looks like. And from the scriptures that I read, you can pick about four things. So I want you to note that he said that this is the government of a spirit. He says the spirit that now ruleth in the children of disobedience. Number one, it says trespasses and sins. He said you were dead in trespasses and sins. So the sign is trespasses and sins, but the effect is that you are dead. When it says dead, it means insensitive to God. You don't respond to God. That's what it means. When somebody dies, he does not respond to external stimulus. You can call him, he won't respond. My father died, we called him, he won't respond. You hate him, he won't respond. You cry, he won't respond. You insult him, he won't respond. He was dead. So when you are dead spiritually, what happens is that when God talks to you, you don't respond. You hear a sermon, you don't respond. Somebody quotes a Bible, you don't respond. You even have a dream, and in the dream, you see yourself that God is warning you. What you are doing, I don't like it, but still you won't do it. You don't respond. So spiritually, you are dead. That's what it means. So the first one, it says trespasses and sins. There is a difference between a trespass and a sin. A trespass means to break a known law. For example, when you are driving in traffic, when it is red, you should not jump the traffic. You know it. But it is red and you intentionally jump the traffic. And the police people will stop you and say they are taking you to court. It's a trespass because you have broken a known law. Now, a sin is different from a trespass. A sin is the inability to meet a certain standard. So you may not even know it, but you are not meeting the standard. So it's like you write an exam. The pass mark is 60 and you get 59.5. You have still failed because you have not met the standard. So the Bible says here that the first sign, if under that influence, is that you are into trespasses and sins.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that Jesus died on the cross to offer us an alternative form of leadership to the leadership of the devil. Two signs to show that you are under the leadership of the devil is that you are into trespasses and sins. Tune in same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I repent of my sins.
Today I repent of my sins.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, dear pastor, delivered from spiritual marriage. Wow. I was having a problem with spiritual marriage, and I'm now free. I used to have dreams where I will be having sex with people and things like that. Glory be to God. God has delivered me through you. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kaka Bading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kaka Bading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kaka Bading. It's that simple. Kaka Bading AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakwabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.